You are out here in Malcolm, Iowa. You've set up a big tent, a big operation here, and you've got a good crowd. Why do you do this kind of thing? Why do you want to have this kind of outreach with these farmers?
Well, it's multiple objectives that we're trying to accomplish here. One of them is that we're trying to bring high-quality information that producers can use to improve their farming operations and businesses. And much of it is focused around strategies and long-term thinking that would help a producer. Secondly, I think we're trying to introduce ourselves and give people a better sense of feel of who Wyffels is and how we're different in the seed industry. And I think if you were here, you could get that sense of feel. It's much of the event is focused on information, but as one person told me, it's kind of a combination of family reunion and state fair atmosphere.
Yeah, it's certainly a unique venue out here where you've come out to a family farm, you've set up a tent, people are comfortable underneath there, they can hear the presentations. They can also come right out here to the field where we're talking and see some of the hybrids in action.
Yeah, they can. We've also included, as you've said, a few vendors that are on the cutting edge. There's about 15, 20 agricultural businesses that are also here to give opportunity for farmers to have interaction with the key people in different businesses. So, and we try to bring all of our management to this event so you can have conversations. So there's customers here as well as people that we don't do business with. Big difference in the seed business today. Much of the market share in the seed industry is probably operated by four or five larger companies, and Wyffels is quite unique. We only sell hybrid corn. We do most of the business in the states of Illinois and Iowa, and it's the name of the company is kind of a funny name, and so it is it's a privately held business, which in today's agricultural seed sector is unusual.
I think you're being a bit modest here too. The fact that you've got a family-owned business, you have that nice personal touch with the farmers who they're not just folks you're selling to. They're your friends. They you get a real good connection with them, don't you?
Yeah, and I think that's probably what comes out. There's more than what's in the bag, and I think we've believed for a long time, and that's what's caused us to grow here in Iowa, is that there's a personalization that we need to know the needs of every individual farmer. We need to know about his land. We need to prescribe those products and how to use those products to maximize his profitability on his farm. And so go to great lengths, and this event is one of those things we kind of give back that we can offer to producers that are locally can come in for the day.
Why is it that more seed companies don't have this personal touch that you guys have?
Well, I think it's probably easier for us to do because of the size and scope of our organization. I think there's a lot of companies that work at that. It just takes constant focus, and it's been part of our culture for a long, long time, The office where I grew up was the kitchen table, and so that kind of culture I saw it firsthand. Farmers would buy seed from my father, and it's kind of ingrained into the other family members. And yet, in a sense, we've had an opportunity to learn a lot of things, and we look for people that can work in our environment, our business, and our way of doing business, and try to make it fun, but also a bit of an entrepreneurial approach. This event grew out of as a corporate decision, out of two guys that were kind of running a skunk works that decided that, hey, let's try something new. And it started out with 50, 60 people coming to it. And today we've got, I believe, 500 people 5 years later. And we do one of these in Malcolm here and also in Decatur, Illinois. And so, and we're going to probably move it next year to a farther west in Iowa, and we want to be able to, you can market through advertising and radio communications, even over the internet, but this is just another way of touching people.
Bill Wiffles with Wiffles Hybrids. Thanks for talking to us. Great to be here today.
Hey, John, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.